Avoid all distractions, okay? Yeah, we need you alive. Our Drive Safe campaign is brought to you by Joy News and a Multimedia Group and supported by Toyota, superior quality, Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I'm Lexus. Thanks a lot for spending time with us here on Joy 99.7 FM on Drive Time on Joy. Yeah. Thanks to my team, Adam Knight, Philip Naya, Biku Sankofi, Anita Temra, Abu Johnson, Chris McKay, Oliver Fanyon, and Abdul Wadud. Do enjoy the rest of your day.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
On top story.
Well, you should expect nothing short of a historic protest from Ghanaians who are tired of the manipulation of the electoral register by the Jimenez-led Electoral Commission.
Well, the NDC refuses to back down on its nationwide Enough is Enough demonstrations across the country to push the Electoral Commission to conduct a forensic audit of the voters' register. Details as the party assures of a violent free protest as they storm all EC offices across the country.
It will be very, very peaceful. We just want to make sure that our democratic rights are protected. And that is why we are embarking on this.
Would also by hear from the Electoral Commission, which is insisting that all anomalies have been corrected and wants the NDC to choose dialogue plus plans in place for staff as they pledge to keep the offices open to receive the protesters.
There are arrangements in place, and the EC is not going to share the arrangements we have put in place. But the EC is a public sector organization. Our offices will be open for our normal activities on Tuesday.
I'll take you live to the police headquarters where they are addressing the media ahead of the demonstrations tomorrow. We'll also embark on a regional journey where we'll bring you a comprehensive look at how different areas are preparing for tomorrow's high-stakes Enough is Enough demonstration.
The NDC is calling on all Ghanaians who have our democracy at heart to join us tomorrow for a peaceful protest.
A lot of people beyond 20,000 pouring onto the street.
Some voters have their name placed on the exceptional multiple list.
We have all the angles here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Tonight, opposition National Democratic Congress, NDC, says it will not back down on its Enough is Enough demonstrations scheduled to be staged across the country tomorrow to compel the Electoral Commission to agree to calls for a forensic audit of the 2024 voters' register. Contrary to allegations of possible chaos as a result of the march on the various offices of the EC across the country, the party is tonight giving assurances of a violent free protest tomorrow. We'll hear more from the party, but let's take you live to the police headquarters where the police administration is addressing the media on their preparations for tomorrow's march.
In the northern region, the demonstration will start at the Jubilee Park through the Central Mosque,
through West Hospital, Abuabo Traffic, Taxi Rank, Azoka Roundabout, Post Office, Star Oil Junction, EC Office Junction will be the termination point. Upper East, Bolgatanga, Jubilee Park is where the demonstration will begin. Super Service Junction, through Snitch Traffic Light Junction, Well Filling Station, opposite the OA Station, Fire Service Junction, through Stadium Traffic Light Junction, Library Junction, Hospital Runabout, Regional Office at Subukere will be the termination point. In the Upper West region, that is where the demonstration will commence at the Ministry's Block C through the Police Station Runabout, Main Traffic Light, Kambali Junction, Regional House of Chiefs Junction, Sombo, Regional Electoral Commission Office, Sombo, as the termination point. In the Western region, secondly, the demonstration will begin at the Takoradi Shopping Mall, through Pipe Ano, through Takoradi Mall, through Pipe and Traffic Intersection to number 9, through Traffic Intersection, Obri Junction, Fijai, Ifeanyi Kwanta Regional Hospital, Second D Beach Road, and Namase Runabout, Naval Base Junction, European Town Post Office, and the EC Regional Office. In the central region, that is at Cape Coast, it will begin at Swidu through Bakano Roundabout to Pedu Junction through Regional EC Office as the termination point. In the Western North region, that is at Sishi, the demonstration will begin at the NDC Party Office through Sishi Junase, through Forestry, through ECG Road to terminate at the Regional Office of the EC. In the Eastern region, Koforidua, the demonstration will begin at the Koforidua Prisons Park, through Estate Junction, through Estate Junction, B Foster Traffic Light, YK Traffic, New Driving South Municipal Assembly Junction, PWD Crossroad 1, PWD Crossroad 2, Agatha Market Junction, Electoral Commission Junction, to the EC Office. In OT region, Dambai, the agreed routes are as follows. NDC Party Office, Principal Streets, GBC Roundabout, Fire Service Station, Gateway to terminate at EC Office in Kwanta. In Northeast region, Nalerugu, the demonstration will begin at the Nalerugu Senior High Entrance through Y Junction, Baptist Medical Center Junction, Nairi Palace, Nalerugu Police Barracks Junction, Nobia FM Junction will be the termination points. So these are the routes that have been agreed between the police service and the organizers in all the 16 regions of the country. I wish to add that the organizers of the demonstration have been duly notified of their responsibilities under Section 3 of the Public Order Act 1994, Act 491. And I would like to take a moment to read those responsibilities for our attention. Section 3 of the Public Order Act 1994, Act 491, and I quote, responsibility of organizers and other persons. 1. Where at any special event, any damage is caused to any public property, the organizers or any other persons found to have been responsible for the damage caused shall be liable to pay the cost of the damage. 2. Any person taking part in a special event shall obey the directions of police officers, safeguarding the proper movement of other persons and vehicles and generally maintaining order. 3. Any person taking part in a special event shall conduct himself in such a manner as to avoid causing confusion, disorder, or the obstruction of traffic. And these rules have been duly brought to the attention of the organizers. The organizers have also been informed that they have a duty to abide by all other laws, since they will be held responsible for any breaches. We would like to urge the organizers and also all participants in this demonstration to adhere to these arrangements and ensure full compliance of laws and all regulation. Now, our assurance to the good people of Ghana, the general public, we would like to once again give our assurance that the police will ensure the maintenance of security, law, and order throughout the period of the exercise and beyond. Thank you very much for your attention. We look forward to meeting you on the field. Unfortunately, because of time, we won't take questions. Tomorrow, I'll meet you at the demonstration grounds, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you so much for coming. And once again, our sincerest apologies for the late start.
So that was the coming to from the police headquarters, where they have been updating the press on the preparations so far. So you heard it there. We'll get reactions from the NDC for you to understand whether or not these were exactly what they requested for. But even before we get into that, both the NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama and the party's former chairman Samuel Ofosu Ampafo have been speaking on this, and they've been criticizing the Electoral Commission for claiming there were photos of plants and animals representing voters in the 2016 register. Listen.
I mean, that is an insult to the people of Ghana. You think you are insulting us, NDC? You are insulting all the people of Ghana, because you are in charge of the register, and you, the person who was saying that, you were director of operations. And so if in 2016 there were animals and pets in the register, that's the cause, the reason why we must even scrutinize the register better. So that argument he made is rather giving us cause to want to make sure that we have a good register. And so you think you are insulting us, but you are insulting your own EC and showing us that you don't do your job properly.
When the NDC raised the issue, the Electoral Commission says that the 2016 register had plants and animals in the register. I was the director of election in 2016. The man who read the press statement by the Electoral Commission, Mr. Tete, was the director of elections. There was no any other time that any evidence of plants and animals were found in the register. So on Tuesday, we are demonstrating to the Electoral Commission to go there and to go and verify where the trees and plants are in the register.
But with growing concern of possible violence being witnessed with a protest by the NDC across the country tomorrow, the NDC is assuring the country that there will be no violence. The party's deputy director of IT, Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer, has been speaking.
We don't expect any violent threats tomorrow. Since the inception of this Nanado-led administration, with all their violent posture as a government, we have demonstrated severally that we are not known for that. All the demonstrations we've embarked within their administration, we've never ended it with any violent threat. And we can assure Ghanaians that tomorrow is not going to be different. We are not going to have any violent demonstration tomorrow. It's going to be peaceful. And we assure the commissioners that we are not coming to attack them. No, we know that they are being manipulated. And therefore, instead of them to live above reproach, they've allowed themselves to be manipulated by the Flagstar House. And that is what we are coming at. So we are not going to attack them. It will be very peaceful across the country. It will be very, very peaceful. We just want to make sure that our democratic rights are protected. And that is what we are embarking on this.
So that is the Deputy Director of IT of the NDC, Dr. Rashid Tanko. Let me bring in my colleague, Maxwell Agbagba. He is with the former President, John Dramani Mahama. Now, find out from him where he will be tomorrow. Maxwell, thanks for joining us. Now, we've just heard the police giving a brief of what exactly will be happening tomorrow and their preparedness. First off, where will former President John Dramani Mahama be protesting tomorrow?
A lot of the party people we have been interacting with are tight-lipped on that, but we do know that he's ending the second phase of his Greater Accra regional tour today. And he's supposed to be in the Ahafo region tomorrow, but that is going to be sometime in the afternoon. So as it stands now, it is unclear where exactly he will be joining the protest. But we know that he's going to leave Accra for the Ahafo region to continue with his tour tomorrow in the afternoon. Well, some people I've been interacting with think that it's likely that he's going to join the protest in Accra in the morning before he departs. But like I said, that is not from official sources. As it stands now, it is very unclear where he will be joining the protest from.
And what has he been saying about the protest tomorrow?
Well, the NDC flag bearer has been preaching peace, 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 and peace. And that has been the common denominator for his speech since he started with phase two of his Great Accra regional tour yesterday. So he starts by urging the supporters to show up in their numbers to protest in a peaceful manner. That has been the truth. The trend also today. So that was what happened yesterday, and today that has been the trend.
I want to thank Neem for the message that he gave us. I'll comment on the part where he spoke about peace in the elections. And I just want to make a point that our issues with the Electoral Commission are not because we don't like the commissioners or the EC. Our issues with the Electoral Commission are because we want peace during and after the election. And so when we raise issues about the electoral process, it's because we want the EC to sit up and do his job so that all of us can have confidence in the electoral process. And the only way we can get the EC to do his job is to put pressure on the EC to do it. And that is why on the 17th of this month, that is next Tuesday, we're doing a demonstration to the EC office. And that demonstration is not only NDC, it is all Ghanaians who are willing to join the demonstration so that we go and tell EC to sit up and do its work properly so that we have a peaceful election. That's the purpose of that demonstration. In the recent survey that was done by Global Info Analytics, it showed that 58% of Ghanaians still have trust in our EC. Despite all the issues our EC has, a majority of Ghanaians still trust the EC. And so they should not betray that trust. During the district assembly elections, part of the country voted one day and the next part of the country voted the next day because the EC was not prepared. Can you imagine what will happen if on election day half of the country is voting and another half has not voted yet? Can you imagine the confusion it will cause? And that is why we're saying everything must be done to help the EC to do its job properly so that we can have peace in this country. And one of the issues is the audit of the register. It won't be the first time we're auditing the register. When I was president, the MPP insisted on an audit of the register. And so Charlotte Osei, who was the EC commissioner, formed a committee, an audit committee, chaired by the late VCRAC Crabb, a retired justice of the Supreme Court. And they audited the register and addressed all the issues of all the parties. And we all accepted that that was the register we're going with. So this is not like something new. People are behaving as if NDC is being troublesome by calling for an audit. It won't take more than 2 weeks to finish a proper audit of the register.
And that's why we're saying the EC should accept, form an independent committee, let it go into the register, accept all our complaints, clean up the register, let us all be satisfied, and then we move on. That is our demand. And so on the 17th, everybody is joining and marching to the EC to demonstrate and put pressure on the EC to get up and do its job. That's what we want. About road network.
So that was the former president, John Dramani Mahama, there. I still have Maxwell Agbegba with me. Maxwell, so in all the troubles you've been embarking on with the president today, have you seen deliberate planning by the party to ensure there is a violent-free protest tomorrow? And what have been the reaction by the party faithful that you've been interacting with?
Well, many of them I've been interacting with tell me, in fact, some of them are just finished interacting with here in the Kokatomansu constituency, tell me that there's the possibility of some agent provocateurs, you know, planted among the protesters. And they're unable to tell me where they think these agent provocateurs are likely going to come from. But they say that they are psyching themselves so that in the situation where the protest escalates, they will be able to de-escalate the situation. They tell me that they are complying. They are complying with what their flag bearer is saying for this to be done in a peaceful atmosphere, and that they'll be going out on the streets tomorrow to protest in a peaceful manner.
All right, but I wanted to find out whether you've seen deliberate planning by the party itself to ensure that tomorrow is indeed violent free. Well, Maxwell cannot hear me, but all of this protest is geared towards getting the Electoral Commission to agree to calls for it to accept a forensic audit of its register. Deputy Commissioner of the Commission, Dr. Bosman Asare, says demonstrations are not the way to go because the EC indeed has addressed every anomaly pointed out by stakeholders. He's been speaking to my colleague, MFA Apau, on the probe.
The commission was making the point that there have been instances when, after registration, you know, the nature of our registration is such that you go to the field, you register people offline. Then when you come back, you must now go through a cleaning process, which is you do the exhibition to clean it. And there have been instances where MFI, you will register as a voter, we will go into the register and your picture is not there. It may even swap with another particular person. So in the press conference, we're trying to make the point that the essence of the exhibition is to correct all these anomalies.
Okay.
And that is not unusual for someone to register, the picture of that person has been taken. But that person will go to the exhibition center or we will try to check. By the time you realize the person's picture is not there, we want every party to be happy, satisfied going into the election. Okay. The reason why we are saying that if you have any concern, please come to us. Our doors are open. And we think that demonstrating is not the way to go. We have come very far.
But it's within their rights.
Oh, it's within their right, but we want it to address the problem.
Okay.
And to address the problem, come to the discussion table.
The issue about what happens on Tuesday, if everything you have asked for, you've called for the NDC to come to the table, we have about 24 hours for that to happen and then see if that protest will be called off. But if they should go ahead, what happens on Tuesday? They said they are storming all your offices across the country. What happens to your offices? What's going to happen? Are there any arrangements made put in place?
Will you open? There are arrangements in place, and the EC is not going to share the arrangements we have put in place. But the EC is a public sector organization. Our offices will be open for our normal activities on Tuesday.
Okay. So the issue about public confidence in the process so far, because some of these commentary and things, actions that will be taken by the various key stakeholders, wanes the trust in this particular process.
I think in terms of public confidence in our process, one of the things we do is that the EC time and again has tried to be very, very transparent with the good people of this country. Mm-hmm. We always want people to know what is happening. Is the reason why anytime there is any misinformation or disinformation going around, we quickly respond. And we also use our platform called Let the Citizen Know to address emerging issues. Beyond that, transparency is our hallmark. And when you look at our stakeholders, everything we do, public confidence, everything we do, we don't do it alone, we do it our parties.
You're still here on Top Story on Joy 99.7 FM. Let me bring in Dr. Tanko Rashid Computer. He's Deputy National Director of the Elections and IT for the NDC. Doc, thanks for joining us here. Now, you've heard the police giving clarifications on how they are prepared for tomorrow. What's your reaction to what they've said so far? Because they've given roadmap as to where your protest will take place.
Very well. Let me say good evening to your cherished listeners. We have already agreed with the police on the roadmap, so we don't expect them to alter anything in there. Well, I can assure you that we are well prepared for it. We are prepared for the demonstration across the country. It will be very peaceful. We just want to put reasoning into the Electoral Commission and its staff that, look, this audit, this is not the first time such a thing is being called for. What stopped them from accepting the audit? What are they hiding from Ghanaians? That is what we are just looking for. I mean, so we just trying to help protect our democracy. That is what we are all looking for. We don't want anything to disturb our democracy. That is why we are going this path.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get into the details, but I mean, the details of the demonstration we've had so far are in the regional capitals. Are these what you requested, or you were talking about you added district or offices as well?
Well, it's regional capitals. We say regionals, we also do their demonstration. Now, if the districts also want to join, why not? Are they not Ghanaians? They are all being affected. It is only the regions. It's not only the regions which are affected. Even the national district, that is not the only people who are affected. The districts are also affected. So if the district want to demonstrate as well, why not? It's within their democratic right.
But according to the law, you need to notify the police. That's what I wanted to clarify from you.
We have notified the police.
We have notified them
at the head office. We have notified them in the regions. And so what has stopped them from informing their other people at the district level? Of what is the problem? Are we going to vandalize their property? Has NDC ever held any press conference, demonstration that leads to any vandalization of anything?
No, Dr. Computer, just so we are all on the same level, what's your request to the police for protection at the regional level or including districts?
We are demonstrating, and we are saying that even without the police, we would have gone peacefully to go and present our things to them and leave the place. We're not going to do anything. We are just presenting our petition to them. That is all. And leave the place. Nobody's going to touch anything. We are law-abiding citizens. The NDC is a law-abiding. We are coming to government in 3 months' time. So why would we destroy anything that we are coming to rule again? That is not our intention. They should stop that kind of thing and start putting fear in people. Who is going to destroy anything? Who is going to attack anybody?
No, Doc, the police has not put fear into anybody. They've only given information as to where your protest will be held. And I wanted to find out from you whether that was exactly what you requested or there were additional ones that you were in. But you've clarified that. You know, you requested for regional protection, so that's what is going to happen. We expect that tomorrow your protest will be staged in the regional capitals. But the EC says all the anomalies that have been pointed out, they've corrected them, so this really is needless.
This was the rhetoric they brought out when we met them, and we said, give us a copy of your corrected register. We gave them our hard drive. Our hard drive is with them. Why haven't they returned it back to us with a corrected version? What is stopping them from giving us a corrected version? They indicated they were giving us a corrected version. Where is it? Where is the corrected version? In any case, another demand we're asking for is that, apart from the audit, they should re-exhibit the register. Because you have manipulated this register to the extent that it cannot be used for purpose. So if you have corrected it, re-exhibit. Let the Ghanaian people who are going to vote know that this is a corrected register. Everybody will not be on her side.
But Doc, the essence of exhibition is to correct anomalies, not so?
The essence of exhibition is not to manipulate the register by adding old data to it, by adding about 243,000 of old data of transfer into this register. How many people who can see this? Which voter will go and see this and correct it?
The essence of
exhibition is not for officers to sit at the Electoral Commission and transfer people illegally. Which exhibition sees this?
Doc,
is that what exhibition? The purpose when, of it? You manipulate when, the register and want exhibition to correct it.
When you
How
saw,
many
when you
to
saw,
to the register?
When you saw the anomalies, you pointed out to the EC that this is what you found, and they say they are working on it. I mean, isn't that why the exhibition was even instituted in the first place, and therefore you should put matters to rest?
No exhibition will see this. How many Ghanaians go to check their names in the register? Less than 30% of Ghanaians. And I'm saying that it's also deliberate. They even use the word deliberate. Somebody was deliberately manipulating the register in order to help other political parties, our opponents, to win. That's clear. That is a strict 15,000 illegal transfers. Somebody sat there and did it. The people didn't appear to ask for any transfer. You did the transfer. And it's an exhibition should solve this. If we hadn't used our eagle eyes on it, which exhibition will see this?
So if after tomorrow the EC does not give you the evidence you're looking for, what next?
We have other plans lined up for them. When we get there, we'll cross.
Okay. Dr. Tanko Rashid Computer, I'm grateful to you for joining us. He is Deputy National Director of Elections and IT of the NDC. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy holy sleep. My name is Samuel Kojo. Brace Newsnight is up next.
Days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight.
Tonight, onslaught on illegal mining on water bodies and forest reserves as regional security councils in five regions forcefully push out illegal miners in protected areas and on river bodies.
We are to clear people off our water bodies, seize any machine that is on the water bodies, and in the forest reserves, we have to clear everybody we find in there.
We'll hear from the Eastern Regional Minister, who says the prisons are now overcrowded with illegal miners bastard in the ongoing fight against the menace.
So we are forced to incarcerate them. I know in no time they would commence accusations that we have an overcrowded prison service.
Plus, the latest research indicating newborn babies may not function properly due to the exposure of their mothers to chemicals used in the mining of gold. Also tonight, 88 million cedis lost to fraudulent withdrawals in banking sector in 2023. We have details from Bank of Ghana's latest fraud report revealing a surge in financial crimes.
Also tonight, ECG's debt to independent power producers shoots up to nearly a billion cedis as the power distributor failed to fully pay the IPPs for 2 months. We have details of the latest update from the PURC's cash waterfall mechanism as energy analysts warn Ghana's power system will return to the crisis days if these amounts are not promptly paid.
Science with the cash waterfall mechanism, potent danger for the entire power system. In fact, we cannot be assured of any reliable and stable power supply in the coming months because it's going to squeeze the cash flow.
We'll get to hear the ECG's clarification, in which has been lamenting the impact of forest losses and the cost of fuel purchases.
And in business, we have more on the latest report put out by the Bank of Ghana on fraud in the financial sector.
In sports, CAF President Patrice Motsepe blasts Ghana over latest stadium ban.
Also tonight. Flag bearer of the new patriotic party, Dr. Baumia, calls out NDC flag bearer John Mahama to desist from politics of insults after accusing Mahama of describing the clergy as hypocrites. Also tonight, all set for the Enough is Enough demonstrations. We have a detailed plan by the Ghana Police Service to provide security for the NDC's demonstration tomorrow.
We wish to inform all Ghanaians that adequate measures have been put in place to ensure security for the planned demonstration by the National Democratic Congress, which is scheduled for tomorrow, 17th September 2024, in all regional capitals across across the country.
So is the police really ready across the country? We'll take you across the country to get a feel.